Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own altar daily. First thing, after this audio ministration, turn to or join us on our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok platforms. All at the Real Femi Emmanuel, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, Mondays through to Saturday. Listen to our daily radio broadcast as well. If you have subscribed to our YouTube and Facebook, then go there to receive the radio podcast ministrations daily. So you have three different ministrations from this commission every day. This one you are listening to on phone, the prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook, and then the radio broadcast. Don't miss any of the three dailies. They will change you. Listeners in diaspora, with time differential, if you can join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, very good. Join us daily. But if you cannot, then as soon as you wake up, listen to this Turning Point ministration on your phone first. Then go to our YouTube, Facebook, then wake to do your prayer hub. Listen to the radio broadcast as well. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 18th day in the month. Stretch out your hand and your heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. The 18th day in the month or in the Bible is not ordinary day. In the Bible, 18 is associated with deliverance from bondage. In Luke chapter 13, a woman that was held bound in infirmity for 18 years was healed by Jesus Christ on the 18th year. It is also represent end to limitation. Under the law in many countries, 18 is the age of maturity for any child. Let me connect to all this for the prayer today. Anyone under any kind of bondage or bondages, get ready for your deliverance today as I pray. Bondage is anything that brings restrictions, limitations, control you. It can be spiritual, physical, emotional, or mental. Bondage, I'm hearing. Pray, I want to set them free from bondage. Any sinful habit, alcohol, oppression, negative spiritual influence, reoccurring wrong patterns, addiction to pornography, to food, to alcohol, to tobacco, masturbation, fear, anger, manipulation, bondage. Sickness is also a form of bondage, besetting sin. Lay your hand on your chest. If this concerns you or a loved ones, there must be freedom from today. I prophesy freedom from bondage. This 18th day, day of freedom and liberty from bondage, be set free. May the odds leave you now. May that invisible power that kept you in bondage snap over you now in Jesus' name. Now declare to yourself and say, I am free. Say it two more times, say, I am free. Yes, you are set free. Those forces, tendencies, temptations, desires, and those negative urges will not come over you again. Say amen and receive it. Yes, watch out. If it's coming again, command it to go away. In Jesus' name, it will go. Never, never come under these bondages anymore. Anoint yourself today. Do warfare prayers on this issue. That is all. You will be set free forever. March 18, celebrant. Open your hand for your birthday prayers. I pray for you. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. You will live long and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Let's go to testimony time. Be connecting to be collecting. Connecting brings collecting. First, testimony today. I want to thank God for promoting me in my place of work. I wasn't expecting it, but God did it for me, and God also used my husband to buy me a car. I also thank God for his healing power over me and my household. May his name be praised forever. Please, Daddy, pray that my online platform will get subscribers so I can do well. Consider it done. Subscribers are coming. Another person here. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF siblings. Yes, we are siblings in the Lord. I have come with a heart full of gratitude and a mouth full of praises for healing me from prolonged menstrual bleeding as I joined the Thursday online healing service, for divine provision for my family and I through my children and loved ones, for joining my sis, for me, my family, for my family and I, for all the open doors as I obey God's word given through his servant. Daddy, please pray that the land of Canada will open up for my children and I on time. Thanksgiving seed already sent. That land will open for you. Egypt opened for Joseph. Canada will open for you. Somebody said, I was believing God for a financial breakthrough to clear my outstanding debt. God has answered Pastor Femi Emmanuel's prayer for me. He made way and my debt are now cleared. May God's name be praised. Thank you, our daddy. God bless you. You will not come under debt again forever. Somebody said, good morning and happy blessed new year. My TPGF, I am here to testify to the grace of God upon me and mine. God added another year to my age, added a beautiful baby girl to my family, and granted my mom a safe trip to my place. Daddy, please give your granddaughter a nice English and a Yoruba name. Thank you, sir. I call my granddaughter Eunice and Abike for Yoruba name. Add those ones to the other names. Good morning, my pastor and TPJ family. God has been faithful to me and my family. God shielded my family away from kidnappers. Favor me in my place of work. Favor my children in their academic work. God silenced business rivals for my wife in our community. God always protect me and my family in all my journey. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Oh, you will experience more. Glory be to God. My promotion letter that I was denied last year has now been issued last week. This testimony of promotion is very long, but I'm coming to give it on ground in a big form. Daddy, please help me to pray that they give me my salary in full. Daddy, you will hear from your daughter in a bigger form. Yes, I can't wait to hear it. It will come. Somebody said, good evening, Daddy. Thank God for safety in my going out and coming in every day. Victory in my dreams every day. The prayer of fruitfulness when we ate fruit on Monday night did wonders in my life. The sacrifices I make on this platform are doing wonders in my life. I have a laptop I wasn't using, so I decided to sell it. The person I told bought it at a good price. God's mercy and positive turnaround in my life every day. The Holy Communion we did today did wonders in my life. Daddy, please pray that all my businesses prosper. Wow, they will prosper. More testimony will come from you. Another one. Praise the Lord for great things he has done. As of Monday last week, we are preparing to travel to Lagos from Benin for my nephew's wedding. I was afraid because of the insecurities on the road. But that same week, our daddy declared a word of knowledge that there was someone planning to travel. He prayed and said, journey mercy for everyone traveling this week, that your fear will not happen. Immediately, I said, amen and amen. Behold, we traveled to Lagos on Friday, came back on Sunday, hitch free, no problem. Can only be God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Daddy, for the way God has been using you for us. The oil of God on your head will not run dry. Amen. Another person. I come to thank God for his goodness and mercy upon me and my family. My testimonies are many. During December, Daddy said we should bless 5 people above and 5 people below. As I did what he said, God surprised me beyond my expectations. I received gift and money a lot upon a lot. The money my husband has never given me since we got married. He surprised me with it. This our God, Nababa, and also my last born graduated last year. God keep and protect us throughout the year. Thank you, Jesus. Now you are going to serve forever. Thank you, Daddy, for allowing God to use you for us. More anointing. Wow. Everyone, your testimony will come. Please rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the Prayer Mountain Day in our Abuja Center. Usual venue, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. It will be 12 to 2 p.m. Now, please be there. Today is fill my cup, O Lord. So go with a cup as a point of contact. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Mararaba, Nasarawa, and Abuja Center. Venue is Mararaba, is Living Spirit Chapel International, opposite Timpa Shed, beside Vitafoam Depot, Mararaba. Telephone numbers to call for prayers and further inquiries and direction to the prayer mountain in Mararaba tomorrow. 0704-555-0777. Start calling now. Remember that Kadola Camp Prayer is today, 12 to 2 p.m. Mararaba Prayer Center is tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Bring your cup to the center. Today and tomorrow, we will drop honey inside your cup as a point of contact for sweetness the rest of your life. Thursday is also the prayer mountain service at Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, and Uyo Center. Our seed for the month is C3333. As many trees as you can add. Pay your tithe, sow your battle, thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed. Some people are all still sowing the seed of 5,000 connected to increase and expansion in their business, investment, platform, and network. Do so. There is no time limit. God is blessing others will bless you if you do what they did. Those in diaspora, do so in your currency also. TPGF UK Conference 2026 is counting down. It will hold June 19 to 20, 3 months from now. I've given you enough long notice. TPGF, all members in Nigeria, with family members in UK, direct them. Conference is free, but for logistics, send a chat message or please, I'm coming, register me to 074-111-28401 or 079-178-97088. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and prosper. Go and matter. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.